You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Well, here we are. We are actually in our real TJ and Jody's house. And to be honest with you, it is a complete pain in the butt to set up all of the lights and everything and microphones and stuff, but that's what Jody wanted, so.
I don't know how this became what I wanted.
Well, because you want to be like those podcasts you watch from The Real Housewives and from Savannah Chrisley and all of them. But it's not going to be the same as theirs because they have multiple cameras and there's a shot like a TV show and everything. We got one camera.
Well, they're
we bought it on a budget.
They're in a studio. They're just in chairs. They're not necessarily in their homes.
Yeah, but I mean, they're on a set, like a real set. So
I don't know. This is called TJ and Jody's house.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
So we're in our house.
Right. Jody doesn't like getting out to come to the studio and record on Mondays because it's cold.
No, but this way we can do it whenever we want to do it. If I had known the angle of this camera, I might have worn Spanx or something.
Well, you're the one that said we need to see the chairs. I had it up close.
Yeah. That's okay. Hmm.
Why do you need Spanx?
I don't know.
Do you feel fat?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You're not fat.
Thank you.
You're adorable.
All right.
Okay, now you know to look at the camera and not the monitor, right? When you're talking.
Look up there.
At that little camera.
Okay.
You see it?
Oh, not at the thing?
Not at the computer.
Oh, that's what I've been
monitor
doing.
Thing, no. Okay. Look at the camera.
Okay, I'm looking at the camera.
It's the black thing with the little light on.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. Oh, and my microphone. All right, so big news here for 2024. We got this official statement from our sponsor, and they are no longer Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. The new sponsor of the what's your name? TJ and Jody's house is Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. You see, they want to make sure that everybody knows they're not just mattresses and sleep accessories and things like that, which... I mean, that's the way we've always presented it, you know?
Yeah.
So we were ahead of the game on that.
Right.
Because we always said our living room furniture came from Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, and that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And so they have specials now. If you go to their website, or is that where you got to go to their website and stuff?
Yeah.
But they have January specials on accent chairs. 20% off when you use the code CHAIRS20, or CHAIR20, I'm sorry, CHAIR20, not CHAIRS20, CHAIR20. Because at first I thought Jody was saying SHARE20.
No, CHAIR.
And it's not, it's CHAIR, because they sell chairs, they don't sell shares.
Yeah.
Okay, so remember that, you go to their website, and then they will also tell you whether or not they have that chair in stock that you want. And the same with bedroom furniture. You need bedroom furniture. The Sweet Dreams has, you know, things that you wouldn't even imagine. Mm-hmm. And a team of designers to put things together for you. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing. Is it 15% off on that? Or no, it's 20% too, right, on that?
No, I think it was 15.
15, okay. And so bedroom 15 is the code on that.
I think, yeah. And then if you go to their website and you look, the good news is that they tell you what's in stock.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see everything, and it'll let you know what's in stock and what's not.
So Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. As the kids say, don't sleep on the furniture. You know, like they got furniture. Don't sleep on that. Meaning don't ignore that. Don't let it pass you by. Go to acetj.com/mattress to go to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. But they'll probably want to change that too. I bet they didn't think about that.
Probably.
They may want to change it to acetj.furniture.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
So, this is the loft in our house. If you're watching us on the videos, then this is a loft that looks down into the living room. Mm-hmm. It actually looks like the background of a church to me, like the ceiling of a
does.
Church.
It kind of does. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I think it looks good.
What happened to you putting plants on the set and stuff? Did you decide not to do that?
No, I asked you, did you want one? You said maybe, and then I never heard anything. I can put a plant. I can move plants up here.
Oh, I don't care.
Well, we'll see what people say. They may say, oh, this is distracting, or we don't like that, or mm-hmm. Jody needs Spanx.
You need a spank in is what you need.
I know.
Oh, bad girl. And she's got her hot tea with her.
I
you
do.
Wouldn't know that that's her mug unless she had her initial on it.
It's on both sides.
Which, by the way.
Here we go.
Jody's very territorial about her things. And there is a silly Christmas mug that is hers. It says ho, ho, ho on it. But I love drinking from it.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's not Christmas. Mm. So.
I hit it.
I was drinking out of it year round. And she goes, who's drinking out of my. You better not. When Christmas comes, you're not going to be able to drink out of it and blah, blah, blah. I said, I just love it. I love that mug.
Mm-hmm.
And she made sure, I guess, that when she put up the Christmas decorations, put them away, that she put that mug away as well, didn't you?
It's easy to find. It's in the kitchen.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Underneath that counter?
No. Nope. All
right. Well, I mean, I'm not going on a what do you call it?
A scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. To find a stinking mug. We went to Wilkesboro, North Carolina yesterday as a small town adventure. And that, because the Christmas decorations thing reminded me of it. I don't know what it is, but the town of Wilkesboro and the town of North Wilkesboro in North Carolina, they just, I guess they are refusing to take down their Christmas decorations. Everywhere we went, mm-hmm. the town, like in the city, I mean, the little downtown area, all of the Christmas decorations were still up in town. Everybody's house still had Christmas lights on.
Yeah.
And even in the stores.
Yeah, but even not in town. When we were driving from there back to here, people still were decorated.
Yeah,
they don't want to let it go. I get it.
We love the little area. It's great.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
But I just want to know what it is that is making y'all not want to take your Christmas decorations down.
Makes them sad.
Yeah, but I mean, I wanted to take videos and stuff in the town.
Yeah.
But I didn't want people thinking we were posting old Christmas stuff.
Yeah. I bet you it's pretty lit up too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Icicles in the tree and the trees and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I just don't, there's got to be a reason why they don't take down their Christmas decorations.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Don't know.
Hmm. But everything was great with visiting the little town, except for Jody burning her tongue.
Ugh, something yes.
Oh, my God.
That is a pain that people, I don't know. It's just awful.
She just couldn't wait another second to start sucking down that chai tea that she had.
Chai tea latte. It was so good. So, so good. Mm-hmm. But I took a swig with the lid on it. I guess I was just so excited.
You were.
And then,
you don't get to do much. You don't get out much. So
yeah. It was good.
You just had to have that chai tea right then.
It was so good.
But, you know, you've been acting like that you were hospitalized or something or needed to be hospitalized.
It's because when I forget about it until I go to drink or eat something, and then I can feel it, and I'm just mad that I did that. So mad at myself.
Did it bother you today or yesterday when we had communion?
No.
That little wafer thing didn't bother your
tongue?
No. Okay.
No, it was fine. Communion.
Yeah. So good. Well, that's good because I know you've been praying about it. Yeah. All right. So we have a new segment that we're going to be doing in 2024. It's a Jody run segment, and we're going to get to that. We'll do it next.
TJ and Jody's house. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right. It's so exciting. After all the years that we've been doing this podcast, which I don't know, how many years has it been? Three years? Probably three years or more. Jody has always said, all the planning and what we talk about and all is on you. I mean, that's not what I do. I just show up and talk.
Yep.
So I was so excited the other day. She came in and she said, I have an idea for a segment we want to start doing. So I guess with the new setup of recording the podcast and all, you are, what do you call it, inspired.
I am.
To actually do something.
New year, new everything.
Okay.
Okay.
So tell all of the peoples, especially the men, because they're going to be excited about this. What your segment is.
So I love going to the Dollar Tree. We have a Dollar Tree by us, and I can spend hours going up and down the aisles, looking for fun things, finding different things, and you can find so many cute items. And with the way the economy is, who doesn't love a good bargain, right? A good deal. So I am going to come in every week and show you the things that I found for that week that I loved. You can run down to your nearest Dollar Tree and get them, or send us messages and let us know what you find at your Dollar Tree.
Now, this is not a Dollar Tree sponsored segment.
No.
This is just real life.
No,
Jody likes going.
And no, I do.
And Dollar Tree is close to the house.
So it is.
The one we have.
It is.
We also like a Dollar General. We like those, but they're not dollar stores.
No.
Things cost more than $1.25.
And the Dollar Tree now is $1.25.
Yeah.
A big thing that I love that made me really start going there was, I think we've talked about this before, I don't like buying cards, greeting cards. I mean, $5, $6, $7 for a greeting card that you're going to throw away. No. Go into the Dollar Tree. I don't remember how many months ago. Hallmark greeting cards.
No, girl.
Rose, $1.25. Mm-hmm. So excited. So guess what? People are getting cards for me now.
We've gotten back on our feet, y'all.
Yeah.
This is what the people are thinking. It's like, oh, TJ and Jody must have gone through some hard times because we weren't getting cards from them. Now, look at this. We're getting the Hallmark cards.
Right. And a few of the items that I have this week are a little more than $1.25. But I will show you.
I didn't know they had stuff that was more than $1.25.
You're about to see them.
Okay.
You don't even know what I have, do you?
No, I don't.
Are you ready?
Oh, God. Try to stop me from being ready.
So, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. And I usually like to send a little something to our daughter because girls love that stuff. So, she's in an apartment. And I got her a little decoration. Look at this.
Oh, is that not a
wood hearts? It sits right up, and it's $3. You so like that?
Is it a frame or something?
No,
or?
It's just a sitabout.
Oh, a sitabout.
Sitabout. I think
can't me, have too many sitabouts.
I might can set it right here to show you.
Sitabout. How cute that is. It's off camera though. You can't.
Well, I can see it. There. See it?
Mm-hmm.
It's adorable.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it not?
That was $3, and then I really got crazy, and I got the cutest, softest heart blanket. Feel that.
Girl.
So soft, and it was $5. Okay. Love it. Let me look at the, it's a 50 by 60, so that's a good size throw. Has little hearts on it. Okay. Got that.
You want to leave this on camera?
You can. And then look at these. Little cute, who doesn't love a cute, fuzzy, warm sock? Little lips on it. $1.25. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Those are cool.
And then, oh, we mustn't forget this. Now, this is a nice card. Look at that.
See? And that is to our daughter as well.
Yeah, and if she's looking,
so surprise! She's not going to have any surprises for Valentine's Day.
And so then I was like, what am I going to put all this in to ship it? And I was walking out, and on an end cap on a corner. Look at this. One of these little recyclable bags. Isn't that cute?
Yep. Recyclable as in you can reuse it.
Yeah.
Not recycling.
No, reusable tote bag.
Environmental way.
How cute is that? So I guess I have, with the card and everything, I have 8, 9, 10, 11, $11.75.
For how many things? Cards, socks.
Cards, socks.
Sit about.
Set about.
Uh-huh. And a bag.
And a wonderful blanket.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get yourself one of these?
No, I did not.
Oh, well, then I'll go get you one.
I was doing that.
Surprise.
A surprise. So, that's it. How exciting is that?
What did you get, boy? We have a son, too.
I can't show. He lives here. I'll show you after.
He really bought our 20-year-old son a Valentine's Day gift?
No. But you were trying to make me look bad, so I know what you were doing. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to leave this out. This is so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, there you go. Every week, I'm going to have something. It may not be a bunch of things like that, but it may be something in the makeup. It may be something in the kitchen. Maybe something for you in the kitchen.
And you don't think the makeup like from the dollar store will give you pink eye or something?
No, because they sometimes have brands that they sell at the big... Like Ulta and
department stores.
Yeah. So
how do they get them to sell them for $1.25?
I don't know.
That's weird.
But I'm gonna be on it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jody, for that that segment.
You're welcome.
You know, I feel
cute.
Like
you don't. All right.
No. I do. You're I think it's
fun
great.
Of me.
I think it's great. I'm just saying. I think. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether it's the setting that we're in now or what, but I kind of feel like one of those televangelists when he and his wife are on,
you do?
On the couch talking together to the people.
Oh.
You know, like, oh, and look, Jody found this, and we're sending these to Africa.
We're not.
We can send... we can send many more of these if you would send us a donation. We'll get those little kids their blankets.
Well, what do you think we should do?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying it's the whole thing.
Okay. I think you feel weird. I feel fine.
Yeah, that's usually the case. That's usually the case.
Yeah.
So, fine job, Jody.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So we got to spend $11 a week at least now?
No, I just, you're not listening because you're uncomfortable or whatever. But I just said it may not be this many things every week. But he wasn't listening because he's all, things are weird.
No, I was actually thinking you're weird.
You're the one that said I should do this when I came to you.
Yeah, but then after we got into it, I was like.
Oh, I think
no,
the people
I'm kidding.
Like the Dollar
I'm kidding.
Tree.
It's great. Mm, whatever whatever excites you, Jody, excites me. Mm-hmm. And that's a promise that I made to you.
Mm-hmm.
In the house of the Lord.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We've still been watching a bunch of stuff about Gypsy Blanchard. What's her last name? Gypsy Lee Blanchard. Gypsy Rose Blanchard Lee. Ryan's last name, her husband's last name is Lee, right?
I don't know. I just know Blanchard.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we're done. We're finished, I think.
Yeah, for now, because that Confessions series is over.
Mm-hmm.
But you still see her every day on the social medias, don't you?
I do. I do. She's finding all kinds of things out about face tuning and things like that on the social media.
How long do you think it'll be before she has a procedure?
Oh, I don't think it'll be long. And do you think it's really going to affect? She's had surgeries for no reason.
No.
So she's like, well, yeah, go ahead, cut on me. Do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's.
But I know she's got to have work on her teeth and all that.
Oh,
bless
yeah.
her heart.
She will.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her.
But here's the thing. We are from Louisiana originally. We live in North Carolina now and have for about 24, 25 years. But both of us grew up in Louisiana, mm-hmm. as well as my partner on the regular old radio show, Ace.
Mm-hmm.
But when they show these, anytime they're showing a documentary type thing about Louisiana, it's never around where we were raised in Louisiana. Like, uh-huh. when they're showing this, if you've seen these things about Gypsy Rose Blanchard,
mm-hmm.
and they show Louisiana, they're showing deep down
deep.
In Louisiana, like below sea level kind of Louisiana, where the Cajuns are. We're not Cajuns.
Below New Orleans, right?
Yeah, cut off Louisiana.
I had never heard of cut off. Had you heard of cut off?
Mm-hmm.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
He ain't heard of her. I've never heard of cut off.
Yeah, that's because you yuppie girl.
You were further north than me.
But I was country.
Okay.
You were all yuppie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because of high school football and stuff like that. Mm. I always heard of cut off. Louisiana.
Cut off has some football.
Mm-hmm. In that whole area, Bridge and all of that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So anyway, that's that we're from the part of the state where the Duck Dynasty people are more. We're closer to them, especially from. Yeah. Jody is from Alexandria, which is right in the middle of the state. So whatever's below it is Cajun, and whatever's above it is God's people.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And everything from where Jody's from, the Alexandria South, is Catholic. So that's why Louisiana has parishes instead of counties.
Or Pentecostal.
No, your town is Pentecostal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but below you where the Cajun people
Lots
are,
Catholics.
It's all Catholic pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Except Brittany's not Catholic. Brittany Spears.
But there's a lot of Catholics in my hometown.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
But Jody's hometown is where my family would go to eat out on a big night or go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And she's from the big city.
Your people are more Baptist up there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're darn right.
Yeah, thought so.
That's why when I met you, and you know, I found out you were Methodist. That's right. Why I made you be quiet around my family for a while. So I had to break it to them slowly.
Because the Baptists were judging?
No, not at all. It's just mm-hmm. they were scared.
Mm-hmm. Scared?
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
I don't know, preachers in robes and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Mm. But yeah, anything you see about Gypsy...
Mm-hmm.
And where she's from and all is not close to where we're from in Louisiana. Not that there's anything wrong with it. They're good people.
Yeah.
They're fine, friendly people.
Yep.
But, you know, we didn't grow up in swampy areas and things like that.
No.
And Jody's actually got all... She's a first-generation Louisianian in her family. Because her parents migrated there from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't know until I had already fallen for her.
Oh,
and I date somebody from Indiana.
They moved to Louisiana before I was one. My mm-hmm. sister was born there.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, and in all honesty, your sister acts like it.
like she's from Louisiana.
Yeah, she acts like she was born in Louisiana.
Okay.
Or in the mountains to wolves. Mm-hmm. That's what your sister acts like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jody has a secret, from what I understand.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to be happy about it.
This is...
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
So we'll find out what that is coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Let's go. It's DJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to TJ and Jody's house, actually in our house. Our son is right there in the next room taking a nap. Mm-hmm. So... hopefully, well, I mean, I don't know. He says he's a heavy sleeper. It won't bother him. But, I mean, just thought you might want to know that. And another little interesting thing is I have obviously given up all hope of trying to remain young and young at heart. Because for the first time in my life, I have a pair of slippers, uh-huh. Or as my family calls them, house shoes.
Yeah, they look like shoes.
Yeah.
See? Turn mm-hmm. to the side. There you go.
I'm not a contortionist.
Tell them how you found those slippers that you like.
When my in-laws came for Christmas to visit, my father-in-law had some on, and I said, oh, those are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have... old man slippers, old man house shoes.
Which is funny because you always used to say, nobody, people don't wear slippers. Men don't wear slippers. And guess what?
Mm-hmm,
he's in them.
I know.
All the time he's in them too.
It's just like, you know, when you reach a certain age, whether you want to or not, if you're a white man, you have to start wearing some Tommy Bahama if you can find it.
Well,
so you know I've been wearing that Tommy Bahama hat a lot. So,
Are you going to do like my dad? He forgot when he was here because these were like, there's so much like shoes. He went to the grocery store in them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to forget and just go to work in them?
No, I won't.
That would be funny.
I won't do that. Because I'm not senile yet. I'm just old.
Yeah.
Not like you, Jody. We were cooking lunch yesterday, and we had breakfast food when we came in from church. And Jody lined a pan with aluminum foil and put biscuits on it. And then Boy... was cleaning up the kitchen afterwards, and he was looking for the foil, and it wasn't where it always is. Jody had put it in the drawer with the pans when she got a pan out to use for the biscuits.
I'm sure people
looking everywhere. Where is that? It doesn't make sense. It was, and Aiden goes, "Did you use the last of it?" No, I used one piece of it, and it was still big and heavy.
I do worry about myself.
Phew. You can't even take vitamins right.
I know. Something's wrong. I got to call the doctor tomorrow. I'm a mess.
Jody thinks that she OD'd on vitamin D.
I think I did. I had to go to the doctor. I had a physical, and then they told me I was low on vitamin D. So they said I needed 5,000 units of vitamin D. So I got D3, 5,000 units. Then I go to another doctor, and he says I need a multivitamin. So I get it. I take the 5,000 and the multivitamin. So now I'm at 6,000 units. Is that what you call it? IE? What
I
is
guess,
that? I don't know. Anyway, of vitamin D. I started, I was getting nauseated. I was shaking. I felt weird. So this tells you I could never do full on drugs. I mean, if I'm getting like that on vitamin D.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the multivitamin because I just started it. I've only taken it 2 days. So I don't know if it's meant my body getting used to that or if it's the combination.
You just can't handle all that D.
Oh, my gosh. No. That's not even funny.
I beg to differ.
Mm-hmm.
I beg to differ. Okay. All right. What's your secret?
So this week I was looking for something to watch on TV and I was scrolling through and looking and guess what I landed on and what I watched.
Don't tell me it's something that you were supposed to watch with me.
No.
What?
The Barbie movie.
Oh my God.
I know you were going to die. Listen, I watched it knowing that I wasn't going to like it, but I loved Barbies growing up. I loved everything about Barbie. Mm-hmm. So our daughter had seen it and she told me about it. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll just start it to see a couple of things. I'm glad I did not pay to go see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm beyond grateful that I did not ever view that with you anywhere near.
Why?
Oh my gosh.
Because it's a bunch of feminism
you
that I would have been.
Have died. And
it hurt my heart that our daughter liked it.
And it was kind of musical.
Yeah.
So between what they were trying to get across and.
Which was radical feminism, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the musical. Part you honestly I did laugh the whole time only because I was thinking of you sitting there watching and listening to it.
But I didn't have any problem with people wanting to watch the movie because of Barbie and it being it wasn't an immaturity thing like why are these grown women wanting to watch Barbie. It wasn't that. The whole problem I had with it was knowing that it was just a bunch of radical feminist propaganda.
I just tried to ignore
it. And I mean, it really hurt my heart that our daughter wasn't disgusted by it.
Yeah. She asked me what I thought, and I was like, oof, I'm glad those two things, that I didn't pay to see it and that your father did not see it with me. But there was a couple things, like the... So they showed a Barbie that was pregnant that I guess at one time they had and that they got rid of. I do not recall that.
Well, you were an adult, I think, by the time that came along.
Really? They had a Barbie that was pregnant?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know
and
that.
And probably an unwed mother Barbie that was, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Doing crazy things.
It was, yeah. And Will Ferrell was in it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, he... as much as I like him, he sucks up to the feminists.
I know. Mm. That Margot Robbie, is that her name?
Yeah, it's ugly.
Oh, my
she's ugly.
Gracious. She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she is pretty.
She's a walking Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Real life. I mean, they didn't have to work much with that.
But you know what? I'm so relieved that you didn't like it.
No. I don't know. Let's put it this way. I was doing word search as I watched it. That's how much I was not into it. But, you know, I like the music. There was a lot of dancing. It was kind of musical.
Yeah. And who was the one that was Crazy Barbie or whatever that's from Saturday Night Live?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They said that she was funny.
She was funny. She was trashy Barbie. Mm. I don't know what she was, but she was funny. She was funny.
Hmm.
So, yeah, were you sad that I did that?
I would have been if you would have said it was okay.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. It was so great. It got a good message.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm actually more, you know, vindicated, I think. People go, how do you know if you haven't seen it? How do you know what it's going
to
be?
He does not need to see it. No.
And because I know things and I'm smarter than most people, that's why.
No, I didn't see that.
Like, I'm in the 99% percentile of smartest in U.S. or America and the world.
Well, he wouldn't have
I've
liked
been
it.
Tested. And people know. People know.
Okay.
One other thing.
I brought a lot to the table today. Let's just go ahead and mark that down.
Oh, and speaking of tables, you see these little tables? Mm-hmm. They're basically, maybe made of cardboard.
They are not.
But I'm just saying that when we put these microphone stands on the table.
Yeah.
The table's not heavy enough to withstand that, so it's being weighted down on the other side by books that you can't see.
Well,
so and then when this is over, since this is in our loft, I have to take down all of this stuff and then put it back up next week.
Just leave
week
it.
After
I don't
week.
Care.
No, I'm not leaving it.
Why?
Because I need these lights for my political show that I do in the other room in there.
Oh, maybe we need to get another set.
No, we're fine.
So we can just walk room to room, and pretty soon the whole house will be a studio. Studio everywhere you go.
Right. I know.
Good
times. This is what you wanted, though. This is what you wanted.
You keep saying that, and I did not.
What Jody wants, Jody has to get.
I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, we are going on, I think, is this our first ever religious retreat that we're going on, or religious conference we're going to?
I mean, we did stuff like that when we were younger. I think before we had kids, we did a few things.
But it was...
We did a few.
I know we went to Myrtle Beach one time with the church,
the youth
volunteers, to plan out what we were going to do with the youth and activities and all. And that was a disastrous event. I didn't like it. I didn't like it one bit. Because we went on the church bus and we were trapped and I couldn't leave when I wanted to.
Yeah, this one you won't be trapped.
No. So, but this is adult stuff. This is...
it's going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait.
But it's almost, what is it, 10 months away?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. It's in November.
Yeah.
So...
so exciting.
It's not going to be like a cult kind of thing.
No.
Where they try to... You know, brainwash us into going into a cult.
You know the two people that are headlining it. Do you consider those people cult people?
I mean, a lot could happen in 10 months. They could change.
No.
Hmm.
You're not going to share what? Are you just going to wait till closer to time of what who's speaking? And
well, yeah. Now that we've gotten our tickets,
okay,
we don't have to worry about somebody buying them up. And so we can't go. It's that Brother Gary Hamrick from Cornerstone Chapel that we watch on the internets.
He's all phenomenal. The time.
And Jody and her women friends do his Bible studies and all.
Yes.
He's really great. And then he's teaming up with Billy Graham's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's either Billy Graham's daughter or Franklin Graham's
sister. Billy Graham's
sister.
Daughter. Oh.
Not Franklin Graham's
sister. Okay,
if you would let me finish.
Sorry.
If you would let me finish.
But, yeah.
But I mean, I don't know what kind of credibility she has to talk about God and whatnot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But
no, we're going. It's going to be fun.
And it's going to be at the Billy Graham Library.
Yes.
But we don't have to check out books.
No.
At the library.
No.
I think there will probably be a TJ library someday when I have passed. You know, like presidents get their libraries and all.
What's
that?
What's going to be in that I think I'll get
a library. Hmm? I don't know.
Huh. Well.
Just little thimbles with my picture on them. You know how they have the little glass thimbles that have pictures of the presidents on them and stuff?
Yeah.
Things like that.
Well, I'm excited to go. Are you going to be okay? That's 3 days.
Well, it's
Friday evening.
Friday evening,
all day
Saturday, and then just half a day Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and if I'm not, I just won't go to any of the boring stuff.
Okay.
Like I can drop you off and then go to, you know, watch some ball games or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But they do. They are going to have food and stuff, right? It's,
yes.
It's in the price of our ticket.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll do that.
You'll eat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I figured they're going to call on me to lead one of the sessions or something.
Okay.
Once they find out I'm in the house.
Yeah.
They're gonna call on me to.
I don't know.
To lead something. So I'm a natural church leader, is what I am.
But if you do ever want to understand the Bible, you can follow Gary Hamrick from Cornerstone Chapel Church in Leesburg, Virginia.
Yes.
That's the most I've ever understood the Bible, is following him. Mm-hmm. Now we do look like an evangelist couple.
I know. I thought about that now. Oh, I did. Oh, Jody Renee.
Yes.
We could just, I mean, we could just reach out to all these people. Maybe. If you send your donations, we're going to get that amusement park built here for the Lord. Am I right? Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're finished.
Yay.
So there you go. The TJ and Jody's house complete for this week in January of 2024 of our Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank Woo-hoo. You for listening. Thank you for watching. And you, thank you for being you, Jody.
Thank you for being you.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, Neogenix.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. lncurrents.com.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.